Did you know we've moved?
Move it! I like to move it, move it.
Our new home at TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, bringing you new content like Fight Show Live and the Spanish Announce Table, and the same shows that you come to enjoy like Old School at the Movies, Trending Mobile Technology, and The Real News. Make sure you check us out every week, TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
Daniel Palmer, San Antonio, Texas.
Matt Damon!
Stop all the downloading!
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 59 for October 31st, 2013. Old School at the Movies is brought to you by the Trending Topics Network. Check out some great shows like the Spanish Announce Table, The Real News, and Trending Mobile Technology. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. Before we get to the panel this week, let's get into our contact information. OldSchoolMovies.net is the site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly, don't be shy. OldSchoolMovies2@gmail.com. You can tweet us at OldMovies.net. That's OldMoviesDOT.net. All right, so let's introduce our panel for this week. We've got our Iron Man, Mr. Heavyset.
Allons-y.
We've got Kebo Trek.
Yo, yo.
We've got Will.
Thanks for having me.
And we've got Carp.
What up?
What up?
All right, let's get into the news.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
Big time news this week, starting off with Reese Witherspoon out, Rachel McAdams in for Passenger Sci-Fi, Peter Jackson hosting worldwide Hobbit fan event in November, Mila Jovovich, Cameron Diaz, and Meryl Streep are the Expendables. Adam McKay wants to release Alternate Anchorman 2 in theaters. Clive Barker hired to write the Hellraiser reboot for Dimension Films. We got two Will Smith stories to end the news. First one is he is attached to lead a supernatural thriller called Selling Time at Fox, and Independence Day 2 has two scripts in case Will Smith passes. Let's start with our Iron Man Heavyset. What would you like to discuss this week?
What about the Captain America trailer?
Oh, and there's a Captain America trailer. Let's play it and get your thoughts.
You do anything fun Saturday night?
Well, all the guys in my barbershop quartet are dead, so... No, not really.
You know, if you ask Kristen out from statistics, she'd probably say yes.
That's why I don't ask.
Too shy or too scared?
Too busy!
Was he wearing a parachute?
No. No, he wasn't.
Shield to protect people.
Captain,
to build a better world
sometimes means tearing the old one down. And that makes enemies.
Are you ready for the world to see you as you really are? You look out the window. You know how the game works. Disorder, war. All it takes is one step.
We're going to neutralize a lot of threats before they even happen.
Thought the punishment usually came after the crime.
SHIELD takes the world as it is, not as we'd like it to be.
This isn't freedom. This is fear.
You need to keep both eyes open. Before we get started, does anyone want to get out? Your work has been a gift to mankind. You've shaped the century. I need you to do it one more time.
Gear up. It's time.
Captain America Winter Soldier, starring Chris Evans. You got Scarlett Johansson. You got Robert Redford. You got Jackson. This looks amazing. I wasn't even a fan of the first one. I was kind of a fan of the first one. But this second one really, really sells me, especially the trailer. I'm going to check this out. Let's throw this to Heavy first.
I am a huge, 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 huge fan of Captain America. He's right under Batman on my list of favorite superheroes. I am very much pumped.
America.
I'm very much pumped for this movie, and this trailer gets me excited more for it. I know part of the story of Winter Soldier, and I'm hoping they tell it the right way or somewhat close to that. I mean, I don't want to ruin anything for anybody, but this has the potential of being a really, really good movie, because I know a lot of people weren't really feeling the first Captain America, and that's their prerogative to me. It was probably one of my favorite of the Phase 1 before we got to the actual Avengers movie, but now it seems like it's going a good transition from the Avengers movie itself, so I really want to see how this plays. I mean, only thing I wish they would bring back, but I don't think they will at all, is Red Skull, because I really like Red Skull.
Kevbo Trek, let's get your thoughts on this, man.
I was actually one of those people who really, really liked the first Captain America movie, and this one looks even better, so definitely going to see it.
And it's cool to see a sequel have a more interesting story than the first one, you know what I mean? So,
I liked the first story. Like, I pretty much liked almost everything about the first movie, so to me that's not an issue, but yeah, this one looks awesome.
Carp, let's get your thoughts. Yay or nay, man?
Oh, definitely a yay. This trailer gave me a fangasm boner. So,
right.
I like the concept. I like Robert Redford being in it. That's really cool. And what was it? It's supposed to have more of an espionage feel, the film as well.
Okay.
So I'm really looking forward to it. The cast looks amazing. Even Anthony Mackie as Falcon, I'm kind of looking forward to. And Falcon was like, I don't give a fuck character when I used to read the comic. And now I'm just like, he looks pretty awesome. So.
You know what I really, really like? All these superhero movies as of late, really big supporting cast, star-studded, like Academy Award nominees, winners being in supporting roles in comic book movies really solidifies it as legitimate to me. Will, let's get your thoughts.
I am so hyped. I actually didn't like the first one. I didn't care for it. There are nerd things. Like, I didn't like his costume. It didn't have anything that I wanted to see in the film. And you never really see him beating up Nazis, which was the point of Captain America. This one,
he totally punched Hitler in the face.
No, he did not. When?
Yes, he did. It was a fake when? Hitler, but he still punched Hitler in the face.
Oh, great. Yeah, no, you know what? Now you're reminding me. I really didn't like the first one. It had all this, like, it showed how the Cap I wanted was a joke. Because when you see him out in the field, it's totally not the Captain America you have in the comics, while the one in the comics is the one that they show as a joke. So I don't know. I don't like when they start. Just like what they did with the Mandarin, I didn't care for. You know, when they're like, oh, we know about the comics. This is the comics. Now we'll show you how we're not doing it this way. This film is actually showing you what's so great about the comics. What people said about the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show, the people who aren't liking it, is that it's not espionage. It's not really the S.H.I.E.L.D. in the comics. And this tells me that Kevin Feige knows what S.H.I.E.L.D. really is. So not only will this be a great Cap film, this will also be a great film to show people what S.H.I.E.L.D.'s all about. So I'm really looking forward to this. It looks awesome.
Kebo Trekless, throw this to you, man. What would you like to discuss this week?
I will discuss the Expendables.
The Expendables. We've got...
He's going to discuss the Expendables.
Mila Jovovich, Cameron Diaz, and Meryl Streep are the Expendables. As the Expendables 3 continues production, producer Avi Lerner and his Millennium Films banner are rounding up a different version of the action ensemble, but this time it will be a whole new crew of women called the Expendables. This is a separate film from the project that producer Adi Shankar is pulling together with Gina Carano and Katie Sackhoff. Well, it's a different project. That's stupid. And the cast is much more recognizable. Speaking to a Bulgarian newspaper, they have newspapers? Lerner said that he was currently in talks with Mila Jovovich and Cameron Diaz to take roles, which makes sense, but because of their action, but also mentioned Meryl Streep. I think this is actually a really good idea. My mom is a huge fan of Meryl Streep, so every movie she comes out with, I have to go see. So I know her acting chops. She's been nominated for a bunch of Academy Awards, and I think it'd be fresh and different for her to be in an action role. I could somehow see her doing it because of the success of Helen Mirren. Kepo Trick, let's get your thoughts on this and the fact that they're doing two. I think that's stupid, but I think the Mila Jovovich project is going to be a lot more legitimized because of the cast.
I actually had a lot of thoughts when reading this article. First off, I do want to see Meryl Streep in this. I think it'll be awesome. It'll be kind of like you said, Helen Mirren, kind of like a Liam Neeson where he wasn't known for this kind of thing. And she has the acting chops. So she can definitely pull that off. So I do want to see her in it. Concerning there being two movies, I really don't think the other one's going to be a success because Gina Carino and Katie Sackhoff aren't really, let's be honest, they're not really box office draws. So I'm not sure why they wouldn't try to get him in all in one movie. But beyond that, when I was reading this article, I was happy because they mentioned Mila. But then, when I read they're in talks with Cameron Diaz, it's like, oh, man.
Charlie's Angels,
Oh, my God, she's an actress I just can't stand. And having her be...
Yeah, but she has matured.
No, she hasn't.
No, she hasn't.
And having her being in a movie with Mila... It's just way to take my favorite actress and someone I can stand and put them in a movie together. And the last thing I was thinking when I was reading this is I would have preferred to see Mila in The Expendables, even if she had a smaller role, just because.
Yeah, but I think she would be just shadowed, completely engulfed by the egos that is everything else. I think if she headlines her own movie, that would be better, in my opinion.
I don't know, just because. I'm not super confident with this movie yet, and I know The Expendables is going to be an awesome experience, and I know she can hang with the men, so, or have her be in both of them, I guess maybe that's not reasonable.
No, I would disagree. I would say, we saw Hangover, we'd see Bridesmaids, and to me, Bridesmaids held up, and it was the female version of Hangover. I'd say wait for a trailer, and you might be surprised.
It's possible, but I guess part of it is I just wanted to see her with all the guys.
Yeah, well, that's a different story. Who else wants to chime in on this?
I think making two movies is kind of dumb.
Yeah, that I don't. I think that's going to be a complete failure.
What's the point? They didn't make two with guys. Why would all of a sudden it being women make a difference? And also, the Expendable shows you could have a bunch of people in one movie. They could just put all those people in one movie too.
Yeah, I think it's just two different, producers or whatever who figured they want to be first to the punch. But the thing is, we've seen the Paul Blart versus the Seth Rogen one. What was the other one we saw too?
White
similar?
House Down.
White House
and,
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it usually ends very poorly for the second one.
Yeah.
And I'm already seeing, just with the cast, that the Meryl Streep, Cameron Diaz, Mila Jovovich one's going to just destroy it.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, Carp, let's throw this one to you.
Well, since I missed out on the Army of Darkness 2 talk last week, let's talk about Clive Barker rebooting his Hellraiser franchise.
I had a feeling you'd be going for this. That's why I saw the story. I'm like, you know what? This is a Carp story.
That or Anchorman 2, but I'm going to go horror this week.
Over 2 years ago, Dimension Films was working on a reboot of the horror series Hellraiser, but the film from Todd Farmer and Patrick Lussier of My Bloody Valentine 3D and Drive Angry 3D didn't come together. Some concept art surfaced online, but the project was abandoned. But the project has new life again, as Shock Till You Drop noticed an update on the Facebook page of Clive Barker, the writer and director of the original 1987 film, saying that Dimension had hired him to write the reboot now. And he promises it won't be a reboot that forgets the roots of the first film, both in practical filmmaking and story. Carp, your thoughts?
I like it a lot. I've been reading the Hellraiser comics on a regular basis, so that's pretty cool. The most important part from his Facebook page. Well, it will not be a film awash with CGI. I remain as passionate about the power of practical makeup effects as I was when I wrote and directed the first Hellraiser. Of course, the best makeup in the world loses force if not inhabited by a first-rate actor. I told the Dimension team that this is my opinion, that we could never be a Pinhead without Doug Bradley. Right there, I'm beyond fucking sold. The sequel they made with a new actor as Pinhead, it was just, he wasn't that guy. He wasn't the guy who brought the Pinhead character to life to me. So it really fell off from, I think it was called Hellraiser Retribution or something like that. But yeah, I'm really looking forward. Old school splatter gore stuff and Doug Bradley coming back as Pinhead. The first Hellraiser was awesome. I'm really looking. If Clive Barker's penning it and he hasn't lost his shit, which I don't think he has, I'm really looking forward to this.
So you're very anti-CGI in this case.
I do not enjoy CGI in horror film. To me, it doesn't belong. I know it can reduce costs for certain things, but it doesn't belong. Like the Thing prequel that came out with Mary Elizabeth Winstead, it was just, you could see the bad CGI. Whereas The Thing with Kurt Russell, the creature effects were so well done then in the 80s. And then it's just, to me... CGI is lazy filmmaking.
or maybe just filmmaking in a place where, you know, it's impossible to do. Yeah. I saw The Amazing Spider-Man
over the weekend. Yeah, exactly. Like superhero movies, it belongs. I'm never going to crap on Thor or Avengers because it's awash with CGI. It belongs in those. Whereas, like, old school horror, to make it look dark and grimy, it's got to be old school special makeup effects.
Do you think it's just because you're a traditionalist, or
when it comes to horror, I am more a traditionalist. So,
sorry, you were chiming in there.
Yeah, I was chiming in that recently I've seen that there is a trend of just CGing blood, which makes no sense to me. Like, you could tell it's really fake because I'm wondering, like, out of all the effects that the CG, I get the monsters maybe, but blood, it makes no sense. What do you think, Carp?
No, blood is especially in a horror movie is ridiculous.
Yeah, inexcusable.
It's so cheap to make too. Old school horror blood. It's basically corn syrup with red dye. So why you wouldn't, you know, buy some dollar store corn syrup, some dollar store dye, mix that shit up in a big bucket and just get, you know, do it. Like Machete Kills was full of CGI blood, which pissed me off on some ends because it's a grindhouse flick. Like, to me, if you're making a movie that's supposed to be kind of old school, you don't do new shit like that for a simple, like, machete to the gut. You don't fucking do everything CGI. That kind of pissed me off about that movie.
All right, Will, let's throw this to you, man. Let's get your pick for this week's news.
I'm really curious about the news about the script that has Will Smith and one that doesn't.
All right, so there's been a lot of buzz about Independence Day 2 lately. Michael B. Jordan has been rumored for a major role, and director Roland Emmerich has said the film may not arrive until 2016, but there's a chance of the original film star Will Smith that he might be still on this project as we wait to hear what happens. We have some interesting news about the development of the film. Since Smith's involvement is still up in the air, Emmerich says there are two different versions of the script, one that features Smith's character and one that does not. And both scripts, we assume, each penned by James Vanderbilt, are complete and waiting. Will, let's get your thoughts on this. Is this a common thing in Hollywood with sequels? I haven't really heard about this.
No, I haven't.
Possibly, you know, two scripts and yeah, that kind of stuff.
But this is really cool. This I find extremely interesting. And it makes sense because the guy wants to shoot the film soon, right? I mean, time's of the essence. And you do your pre-production. And I can get why they would think that now this was a movie that made Will Smith a star. And because he's a star now, he might not need to come back to this. And what I find very interesting, that brings in the idea of why would Will Smith come back? Would he come back? It wouldn't be for money, because Will Smith has tons of that. What I find really cool is that at that point in an actor's life, and I've always wished to discuss as an actor, I don't think I ever will be able to, but it's when you realize that it might be about the ego instead. This year, Will did not get a hit at all. After Earth was more like a bomb for him. And the fact that he was the one who made the story and who had financed it, I'm sure hurt his ego. I'm sure of it. And a film like Independence Day would bring him back to the top where he should be, and he could be his charismatic self again. So I really like how Emmerich, by the way, it's pronounced Emmerich, how Emmerich actually sees the possibility of having Will back and is writing these two scripts regardless. I mean, maybe he's doing this to get to Will Smith as well. I'm very curious. I think it's definitely a possibility. So I just find it really cool that he's looking at all his options. He's doing the extra effort this way. I actually hope that Will Smith does come back to the project.
Do you think that it can do well without him?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it could do well without him. You've got Jeff Goldblum back. I miss him. I think the filmmaker has a brand of his own, whether it's positive or not, kind of like Michael Bay. So I think the film can do well without him. Yeah. Although I think it would do even better with him, obviously.
What do you guys think? Do you think this can sell without Smith? I don't know. I like the fact that, you know, they're saying, well, listen, Will, we want you, but we're going to do it without you either way. It's kind of pushing him a bit, you know, to get him to go on to the project. What do you guys think? Do you think this can do well without Will Smith?
All I can say is, with or without Will Smith, it's going to be a crappy movie.
Yeah, but you're biased, dude.
No, this thing has been sitting in developmental hell for years, so
hey, wait,
I don't think it's going to do that well.
Kevin, what if it had Mila Jovovich in it?
Even if Mila was in it, the thing is, the first movie was so terrible. I mean, I liked it as a kid, but beyond being like a 12 or 13-year-old when it came out, it was such a bad movie that I wouldn't want her to be in a sequel of it.
All right, let's get into the movie review of the week. Jackass Bad Grandpa, Carp, go.
It was pretty freaking hilarious. Unfortunately, the trailer does show quite a few of the skits, but there's two skits they don't. I was fucking dying of laughter. I could not breathe. It had good pacing. It went from basically the grandfather driving cross country with the Billy character, the little kid, and they're getting to know each other before he drops him off to his drug-addled father at a bar. It was pretty hilarious. Some of the skits, like people's reactions to most things, looked really genuine. So I liked it in the, you know, in that Borat slash Bruno type feel. They're obviously, the Jackass guys are getting way too old for their stunts. They're going to, you know, it takes longer to recover from that stuff. So this has the potential to Jackass Presents, to create more movies of the Jackass Presents and maybe do another, you know, people's reaction thing. In the end, it was very enjoyable. If you want a good almost hour of laughter in the hour and a half movie, then you're pretty set. And that's about it. For me, it's a 7 sagging old man balls out of 10.
I don't even want to know what
you got to see it to understand it.
I definitely want to check this out. So, Will, I heard you saw a couple of movies as well this week. Let's get your thoughts.
Okay, good. So first I want to review Captain Phillips. We didn't review it the week it came out, but I want to give my quick review now. My reviews usually is more for the audience to know what they're getting into. When I saw the trailer, being ignorant and not being aware of the Captain Phillips situation, I thought it would be kind of like a realistic Die Hard where they board the ship and Tom Hanks finds a way of going against these people. But that's not the case. Most of the film is actually with Tom Hanks as a victim, as a hostage. And Captain Phillips, the title, is more like Captain Phillips, the operation, instead of Captain Phillips, the character. And for a while, the main character is like the army negotiating with these terrorists or with these pirates. So Tom Hanks takes more of a backseat in this film than I thought.
It was getting a lot of good reviews, so I'm surprised in this review.
I really didn't like it because, well, I'll tell you what, it's very simple for me. It's expectations. When you saw the trailer, correct, Old School?
Yeah, no, it looked like it was action-packed.
Yeah, well, not actually, but it looked like he was going to do something. At least, no, nothing. There really wasn't, like, Tom Hanks is good being a victim, but it's not like he's, I'd say, a leading man in this.
Let me give you a scenario.
Sure.
That we, you know, you're the head of a movie studio. You're a producer. You get the rights to this story, this true story. Do you stick to the truth of the story, or do you embellish it a bit to make it more entertaining?
No. I say you stick to the truth, but at least when you organize your trailer, make it so that people have an idea of what they're getting into.
So what else did you see?
The Counselor. 7.6.
This looked like a, you know, I'll say this first.
Go for it.
The trailer did not sell me at all.
Okay.
It just seemed, with my past experience of getting screwed over with these very vague kind of plots in the trailer, usually ends up being shit.
Yeah.
So in this case, it was that.
Well, guess what? The trailer told you exactly what's going to happen.
There you go. Piece of shit.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'll get your review and then I'll have a question for you later.
Fine. Okay. The trailer was ambiguous. The movie itself is ambiguous. What it is a series of cool conversations with cool looking people, but you have to really infer what's going on. If I didn't know going in that it was about a lawyer getting into drugs, I would have never known. It's more, it's very episodic in nature. I would say a lot like a Tarantino film where it just goes from scene to scene to scene. But at least in Tarantino, you get an idea of the bigger picture. Or part of the fun is that you don't know and then you get to know it as it's going on. In this one, you feel very detached from what's going on. It's vibrant. It's great to look at. The people are great to look at. There's a lot of attention to detail. And Brad Pitt plays the coolest character this year, hands down. But you never really feel invested because you feel so distant to what's going on. But it's just not done as well as a Tarantino film.
Don't get me wrong. I swear to God, during that trailer, they spoil the death of a major character.
Yeah, they do.
Why the fuck would you do that?
The dog dies too.
No. They're cheetahs, by the way. They're two cheetahs. No, the deal is that it's not what's the deaths. You know they're gonna die, and because how can I say? I'm talking about cool conversations, a great conversation between Javier Bardem and Michael Fassbender, where he describes how the cartel decapitates you when a deal goes south. And the way that scene should work is that you're hoping for that to play out, and it does. So that plays off the other scene. So then him talking about decapitation is great because it pays off. And decapitation is great because you remember how it's supposed to go down. What sucks, though, is that because you know these movie tropes, as soon as he mentions this way, you know that this is going to happen. there are two instances of this, where a gruesome death is described to you in detail, so you know it's going to happen. And odds are to one of our main characters. Nothing goes well. And this is pretty much a film about pretty much a deal going wrong and everybody suffering for it.
All right, well, I got a question for you then.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen stuff like Cloud Atlas. Like, these movies, with a complicated trailer that doesn't make sense, I have not seen a movie that I can recall that paid off. Can anybody name a convoluted trailer of like these kind of action suspense movies recently that has paid off sucked?
I will name you three. Okay. Inception. Mulholland Drive and The Fountain. The Fountain was with Hugh Jackman.
Okay.
And Memento. I'll
definitely agree with you on Inception.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into the numbers for this week.
Weekend box office.
Kebo Trek, let's run down the numbers for us.
In first place, no surprise, was Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa with $32 million. On a budget of 15, so the studio will be happy there. Gravity came in second place, adding 20 million down, only 33%, giving it 200 million. Captain Phillips, third place, down 29%, giving it 70 million in total. The Counselor debuted with a weak 7.8 million.
You think this is because of the shit trailer?
I was going to ask everyone, like, why did this do so bad considering it had such a...
This is
a
shit trailer.
No, but guys, I wanted to point something out.
But it has a big cast.
Wait, guys, me and my girlfriend were the only ones, apart from this one other guy, we were the only ones watching it on opening weekend.
Maybe it is the Lone Ranger effect where a bad trailer just put people off to the movie. In fifth place, we have Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 with $6.2 million. The Carrie remake was in sixth with $6 million, giving a $26 million total on a $30 million budget. Escape Plan, $4.5 million, giving it a total of $17.6
million. Yeah, but I mean, are you really surprised
that an
action movie has a 54% drop-off? Like,
oh, no, not at all.
It sucks, but I couldn't see it. Like going up 200%.
Oh no, not at all. But we discussed last week. These guys aren't really draws anymore, unless it's one of their
franchises.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think I was reading they couldn't pinpoint the budget exactly, but it was between 50 and 75 million, probably closer to 75. So yeah, it's gonna be a nice loss for the studio. In eighth place, we have 12 Years a Slave with $2 million. Ninth place, we have Enough Said with $1.5 million, giving it a total of 13. And rounding off the top 10 is Prisoners with another million, giving it a $59 million total.
Thank you, Kebo Trek. We got two movies out this week, an independent movie called Edner's Game. So we're going to play that and get your thoughts.
They know our strategies. They've learned our weaknesses. And the alien attack nearly destroyed us. That must never be allowed to happen again. If we're going to survive, we need a new kind of soldier. One who doesn't think the way we think. Fear the things we fear. One the enemy would never expect.
We need minds like yours, Ender. You'll be the finest commander we've ever trained.
So I'm not the first?
No. But you will be the last.
I'll do everything I can to win this war.
You really don't see them as children, do you?
If you succeed, you will be remembered as a hero.
Ender's Game, starring Harrison Ford. We've got Ben Kingsley and a bunch of no-name kids. So, Kebo Trek, now, you know, I haven't read the book yet, so would you recommend that I go see this movie right away, or should I read the book first?
I personally would recommend reading the book, but if that's not possible, definitely go see. Definitely see the book. Definitely see the movie. And because none of you actually read the book, the trailer contains massive spoilers.
Oh, wow.
Like,
okay.
Massive spoilers. But yeah, I mean, I've been looking forward to this movie far more than any other movie all year, and I just hope it's good.
All right, Will, let's get your thoughts, man. Yeah or nay?
DVD.
Heavy set, yeah or nay?
I probably won't have time for it, so I'll have to give it a nay.
Carp, yeah or nay?
I'm a yay. This looks like a pretty good sci-fi epic.
All right, awesome.
The thing is,
what the hell is that?
No, it's like,
the thing is,
I don't necessarily, one of my concerns is exactly what Carp said with it being a sci-fi epic, where I'm concerned they're going to lose the meat of the story for big budget effects.
But will they still have the potatoes?
Here's the problem, Kev. And this is why I don't think this movie is going to do well. Is because you have an emotional attachment to it because of the book. I don't think everybody has read, I don't know how many people in America have read this book. I'm sure they're, I know it's a number one seller, you're saying. But still, not everybody in America has read this book. And they're going to watch it, and they're not going to have that same attachment to it. And I don't know. I think it's, as a non-reader of this book, I think it's a very vague story that's put in the trailer. I think it's going to do terrible.
I don't think it'll do terrible, but it's not going to be making $250 million.
It's going to lose $250.
No. You want to bet on that?
Yep.
Done.
What's the budget on it?
Good question.
Okay, yeah, because maybe I'll take that back. I'll bet you that it loses half of the budget.
Hold on, I'm checking what the budget is. What is that? I think ooh, that's a high budget. Okay, no comment.
Oh, now you're out. You just agreed to the bet, so I'm taking
it. So you mean, okay, wait, are we talking worldwide or American?
What's the budget?
$100 million.
I say it loses 50 domestic.
I'll take that in a second.
All right. You're expecting it to make 200 domestic.
Oh, well, okay, sorry. No, it's not going to make 200 domestic.
How much do you think it's going to make?
I think it'll make about 115.
Total?
Yeah.
That's complete terrible.
Domestic, plus I think it'll do a pretty good foreign. Like, I think it'll make its money back.
I say it makes 90 domestic.
I can even see it going 90, but I think foreign will help it enough where it'll at least make its money back.
All right, let's get into the next trailer for upcoming movies. We got one with pretty much an old school hangover with all these old stars. We got Michael Douglas, De Niro, Morgan Freeman, Kevin Kline. This is Las Vegas. Let's play it and get your thoughts.
Hello.
Hey, it's Billy.
Billy!
How you doing? What's going on? I got something important here, all right? I'm getting married.
What? Wow. To that young lady who's half your age?
Hey, wait a minute. She's almost 32.
I have a hemorrhoid that's almost 32.
So we're going to have a bachelor party in Vegas.
I can't smoke, drink, eat salt, or stay out past 9, but...
All right, I love it.
Pop, it's sweltering in here. Maybe I should just stay home.
No, you don't have to do that.
Your only job is to relax.
What the hell are you doing here?
Billy is tying the knot in Vegas.
If you think I'm going to Vegas for that selfish bastard, you're dumber than that hat.
Welcome to Las Vegas.
Relax, it's not like you invented it.
How many times I gotta say I'm sorry?
You can't say it enough.
Knock it off.
I'm gonna go find some damn water and take all my damn pills. Then we're gonna get this damn party started.
You know who's supposed to be staying here this weekend?
50.
P-50?
No, 50.
50 people in there?
50 Cent. 50. Curtis Jackson, the rapper.
Oh, yeah, from the Jackson 5.
There are girls in every bar. I want all of you to get in trouble.
Which one of you is Sam Harris?
You guys, the best thing ever happened to me.
Tonight, we're going to party like it's 1959.
Bring out the bottles! I'm getting married. She's your age.
You must be rich.
Yeah, but you should be talking to me. Come on.
Hey, buddy, maybe you had too much to drink, huh?
If I want your opinion, I'll just beat it out of you.
Cheers. No one calls us names except for us. It's gonna be popping. I owe you this one.
Whoa! Wow!
We got a couple of unresolved issues. Hey!
I haven't been this hungover in 30 years. Everything's spinning.
Oh, no.
I don't know if I'd go see this in opening weekend. It'd be a Tuesday movie, but it seems like a lot of fun. It's cool to see these cast members lighten up a bit. They're in more serious roles. Let's throw this to Will first to get your thoughts.
Nay, it doesn't look all that great to me. Sorry.
Have you set your thoughts?
I'm a yay on this one. I think it's actually going to be funnier than probably the last two Hangovers combined.
Yeah, and I think they're really holding back good stuff from the trailer. It just seems to me like it's going to get a bit raunchy, and it can't really do a lot in this trailer. To me, it's like a We're the Millers. It's going to be a hidden gem. Let's throw this to Carp.
Highly doubtful.
You got two nays, two yays. Kebo Trek, you're the tying vote.
No, I want to see it.
Okay, let's check out the wonderful world of digital video discs.
DVD release.
Carp, what's out on DVD this week?
On DVD and Blu-ray this week, you have R.I.P.D., which was R.I. Craptastic.
Yeah, it was Men in Black.
It was
3,
worse than
much.
Men in Black yeah. 3. And Monsters University, which I believe did pretty well, considering, you know, Pixar. And then yeah. on DVD, I guess, well, not straight to a video because it had a limited release, but Byzantium. It's kind of a modern-day vampire story from what I understand, which actually looks pretty decent.
Okay, cool.
That's it, surprisingly. I'm kind of surprised by that. I guess I don't see any big video games coming out, so I don't know why not all a bunch of movies are coming out.
And normally, wouldn't the winter months be better for DVD sales?
Yeah, you'd start prepping your Christmas stuff there.
And that's because we're at the part of the fall right now to where DVDs and video games aren't really like coming out like crazy. It's going to be next month in November, especially right before Thanksgiving. So we got a couple of weeks before everything comes out. Like, that's why we get RIPD this week.
And Thanksgiving already happened, dude. I don't know what you're talking
about. Oh, yeah. No, the real Thanksgiving.
Right? Okay, wait.
You don't have Black Tuesday over there.
Does Black Friday happen before or after Thanksgiving? It's before, right? Or after?
It's
midnight the day of.
No, the day after.
The day after. Okay, so everybody in America is thankful for everything they've got, and then they just leave and get utter shit. Is that the idea of Black Friday?
No, they're thankful for having money that they could blow on Black Friday.
Oh, I see.
Or some of them are thankful to be waiting in line and at Best Buy in the cold for a couple days so they can get that big screen TV for however much that they really, really want. Yeah. Yeah. That's a kind of a hypocritical thing in America of the whole, like we go from Thanksgiving to Black Friday to Thanksgiving, you know, okay, we're thankful for everything. We sound like Canadians and we're so happy. And then we go to Black Friday where all the stores are madhouses and people are trampling each other, fighting over the last Beanie Baby. I don't know if it's not Beanie Babies. That's the first thing that came to my mind. The Hug Me Elmo
Pokemon
or something.
Whatever.
Yeah, that crap. But yeah, that's America for you.
Let's get into Netflix for this week.
America.
America.
This week in Netflix.
All right, so on the American side, we have VHS 2. It's double the fun of VHS 1. We Steal Secrets, the story of WikiLeaks, which is actually a documentary I would definitely check out because I was not into the Cumberbatch movie, but I would like to see more of the realistic, the real story behind Julian Assange. I think that'd be cool to check out. And Redemption as well on the American side. On the Canadian side, Aziz Ansari, Buried Alive, a comedy special. It looks pretty good. She's All That, if you're into old school chick flicks. Serendipity and Grindhouse Planet Terror. All right, it is now time for the greatest segment of all the times. This is Carp's Bargain Bin.
I love sluts, I love whores, I love tramps, I love skeezers, I love sluts. I love sluts.
Carb, what's in the bargain bin for this week?
Bargain bin is Midnight Movie, it's called. Quick synopsis.
So they play a movie at midnight, credits.
It's a film within a film.
One of those. I hate those.
Okay, basically I'm going to go by the movie info on Rotten Tomatoes. A midnight screening of a 1970s cult horror film becomes a wholesale bloodbath after the members of the audience see one of their friends butchered on the big screen and quickly summarize that there's a madman in the theater who seeks to slaughter them all. So basically, it was really well done.
It's a movie placed in a movie theater.
It's, okay, group of teenagers, obviously, and a couple of other randoms are sitting.
You got the geek, the whore, well, the black dude, the jock.
The abused girlfriend who's dating the good guy, who's got a kid, not her own kid, who's taking care of her brother. There's, okay. I don't want to say it, but it's there's a grease wop with the girlfriend he treats like trash.
I'm offended as a Polak person.
I said wop.
Right, I know.
As in Italian.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, like Jersey Shore style guy here.
I got it. Thank you.
Biker with his biker babe, and then a cop and a psychologist. The cop and psychologist are there because this movie that they're watching within the movie, actually, like a bunch of people in a psych ward got murdered when this movie was playing. So they figure the guy who committed all the crimes is going to show up because his movie's playing at a late night cinema flick. The story was actually not half bad. The lead actress was beautiful. And,
Like hot or beautiful?
Like she's legit beautiful. Then,
so like a classy slutty.
Well, no, she wasn't slutty because she was the abuse chick.
Okay.
So, kills are actually kind of half on screen, half off. It was really weird at points. The slasher guy, it was a cool concept because, well, they're watching like the old school horror flick. He looks at the screen. He's like, I smell fear. And it's kind of a old school grindhouse where you ever like the film looks like it gets burned out. And then it flips to his perspective of where he's murdering one of the teenagers or one of the other people, which I really liked. The blood was realistic. The gore was actual practical effects, so I really enjoyed it. You know, it actually closed some parts. Great, you know, ending where kind of the killer gets away at the same time. And it's really enjoyable. It's a solid 8 corkscrew kills out of 10.
All right, awesome. Let's get into the closing plugs and final thoughts and quick heads up, we are going to do our winter movie draft 2013 after the show. So if you want to check that out, stay tuned after the commercials and the credits. All right, closing thoughts and plugs. Let's start with Heavy Set.
Oh, I got nothing to say.
What are you, Kevbo?
Well, Resident Evil could be coming out and I'm really annoying it. And...
You want to laugh? I'm playing back because we're preparing for the Kebbo Trek retrospective on his final thoughts for episode 100. The first 8 episodes, Resident Evil, Resident Evil, Resident Evil. That's like first 8 episodes. And then the rest is nothing much, nothing much, nothing much. Resident Evil, Resident Evil, nothing much.
It's just basically I have the same shit, www.kfabesports.com, which currently is down, but by the time this episode airs, it should be back up. It's just...
What, you didn't pay your utility bill? What the fuck, man?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't have any money on the card. I only have cash right now. Yeah, so it's getting all that shit figured out. NFL Easy Picks should be back this week after a 2-week hiatus. The Ohio Indy Report should have an episode because I have to get that out before Friday because I am home this week and I will be going to AIW this week.
Sweet. Carp, let's get your plugs and final thoughts.
The obvious usual shout out of StableWars.com. We're always looking for new members, always new games coming up and starting. I'm going to give a shout out to my buddy's movie production company, Too Lazy to Live Productions. Check him out on YouTube and funnierdie.com. A couple of their videos are really high rated and he was actually at Fantasia last year.
Awesome. All right, check that out. Kebbo Trek, final thoughts.
No surprise. Go see Ender's Game.
Like I say, and Resident Evil. Will, let's get your plugs and final thoughts. I'm checking out your comic books for the win, comicbooksfdw.com. You could check him out in one of the videos. Doing really well. You got a cosplay interview with, what's her name, the hot cosplay chick there?
Yeah, How did you get that?
My name is Jessica Negri.
Okay, yeah, Jessica Negri. Like this guy, Dre, he's an associate of mine. I've been talking about getting a Montreal Comic-Con panel for like a fucking forever. The guy does one episode and gets a fucking panel next year. What the fuck?
You know what? For our viewers, listen, I'll tell them what I told you. I imagine like you coming to our panel and it's like open questions and you just take the mic and go, hey guys,
why are you fucking douchebags?
I figure the way Andre got the panel was that he goes all the way to the balls in his mouth.
Guys, imagine this. You've got Campbell's also at like in the crowd, and like Old School's like, "Hey guys, I heard there's a way better podcast called Old School at the Movies." And you have Campbell going, "Hey, I heard of that too. It sounds really good."
I'm going to pay for everybody to go to that panel, be like, and ask a question and have Old School at the Movies in the question.
Yeah, like, why? No, you ask the question, "Hey, I heard there was a really good podcast called Old School at the Movies. Why isn't this one being up there?"
It's just like everybody has the same question. Yeah, no, I have no ill feelings towards it. I'm actually really happy for Jay. Hey,
tell me this, Old School, how do you find the video? How do you find my video, okay?
Not bad, not bad. I'll tell you what, I can tell that I didn't do the camera work in that video. That's all I'm going to say, but definitely very good.
Okay, cool. So guys, comicbooksftw.com.
Check it out. You can see Will's smug face.
That's right. I'm also writing a bunch of articles. I also write a bunch of articles there.
He writes articles about John Hamm's cock. No, I'm just kidding.
You know, people going to see it.
a lot of good articles actually on that. Check it out, comicbooksftw.com. So for Kebo Trek, Carp, Heavyset, and Will, I am Mr. Old School. Thank you very much for listening, and stay tuned for the draft.
Let's go, let's rock. Hello, yeah, come on. Good morning. Hello, good morning. Know you've been waiting.
What's up? It is Heavyset, and I'm here to tell you about Kayfabe Sports Radio, the home of the Ohio Indie Report and NFL Easy Picks. On the Ohio Indie Report, I break down what's going on in the Cleveland scene of independent wrestling, from AIW to Prime Wrestling, and some of the little organizations in between that I can attend. And if you also like NFL football, be sure to check out NFL Easy Picks, hosted by myself and my good friend Joe Bennett, as we break down and talk about what is going on in football, and we make our picks on the coming week's games. And all this can be found at www.kfabesports.com. You can also find us on iTunes by searching Kayfabe Sports Radio. And while you're at kfabesports.com, be sure to check out the links for Kayfabe Sports Radio, Ohio Indie Report, and NFL Easy Picks on Facebook and Twitter. So for now, be sure to check out the Ohio Indie Report and NFL Easy Picks on Kayfabe Sports Radio, where it's all a work.
Knowledge. Breaking down the week's news and rumors. The Spanish Announce Table.
TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
Dude, buy a fucking mic that you don't have to fucking have your head fucking knock, fuck.
Knock, knock.
Fucking asshole.
All I'm gonna do is like.
No, but just. Fuck, I hate you, fuck. I'm OCD. You can't do that shit, dude.
Well, that's why it's fun.
You should blind him this weekend so he can't go see Ender's Game. That'll teach him a lesson.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 59, for October 31st, 2013. Happy Halloween. Old School at the Movies, fuck. Amy McKay wants to see. Adam McKay wants to see the release. Adam McKay wants to release. We got two Will Smith stories to end the news.
Go for it, old school.
Oh, you caught me. You know what? I think we should ride for a bathroom break. I'm like, the best person to do it is Jersey Turner will review. One goes to Kebo Trek because I know he's a huge fan of the book. Since I haven't seen the book, would you recommend I wait till I do see the book, or do I just go straight and go see it this weekend?
Don't you mean you read the book?
Yeah, old school, you want to see the book?
Yeah, I was
hoping. I said see the book?
Yeah, you said you want to see the book.
All right, let's do that again.
No, you got to keep it.
No, I'm not keeping it. I'll put it in.
Keeping this.
One thing I will mention, because none of you guys actually saw the book, and then you actually
that's awesome.
It's been ruined.
The thing,
all right, awesome.
The thing is,
what the hell is that?
No, it's like,
the thing is,
I don't necessarily.
You used to dominate us. Not so much no more. Where's your superpower now, America?
Fuck you, you superpower Obamacare motherfuckers. Welcome to the post show, everybody. This is the time for the 2013 Winter Movie Draft.
Hello. Good morning.
Let's go. Let's go.
Hello. Good morning. Hello.
We got 5 participants for this draft. Only one can be the winner. Our winner of 2012 was Will, who I believe still hasn't gotten paid.
Yeah, I didn't get paid.
Which is awesome.
We're all getting together Christmas. You'll get paid.
He will eventually get paid. All right. Carp, let's throw this to you to start off the festivities, my friend. Let's read out the rules and how does this thing work?
Okay, the movie draft for this 2013 to 2014 winter movie season will be fairly simple. The dates will be from November 15th to the February 15th release. The draft will work like a fantasy sports draft where it'll be a snake order. So basically it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You'll be given 60 seconds to choose a film. There are no current rankings at the moment. So we're going to use the collective 4 weeks at the box office plus bonuses. The bonus is that
it's only going to be the first 4 weeks of each film, correct?
First 4 weeks of each film. That's okay. Correct. So if you select a February 15th film and it's the last, you know, you still get up till the end of March for the box office. Plus, we're actually going to have to wait for the final numbers when the Oscar nominations and Oscar winners come out. This is due to the bonuses. Now, the bonuses are fairly simple. If you have the movie and one of the actors or actresses is selected as best supporting for an Oscar nomination, you will receive an additional $1 million bonus. If they win, you get another $1 million bonus. So let's say you got Hunger Games and Jennifer Lawrence gets nominated and she wouldn't be supporting, but one of the supporting actors gets nominated and the win, you get an additional $2 million. Same concept for best actor, actress, and or director in the second bonus, which will be $2.5 million for a nom, $2.5 million additional for a win. And finally, the main film, if you have it, gets nominated for the Best Film Oscar. You get $5 million bonus with an additional $5 million should it win. After the randomizer.org I've used, the draft goes in the following order. Old school, myself,
yeah.
Will, Heavyset, and Kevbo. So Kevbo, you will get 2 selections when it comes around to you. There are 35 films. There are 5 players. Do the math.
Where are the movies?
The movies are
in the show notes, brother.
In the show notes, exactly.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
So, all right, well, Hobbit. Let me get the. So you're selecting the Hobbit?
Yeah, Hobbit.
All right.
Wow. I have to get the show notes, guys. Wait, I didn't know they were. I was looking for.
We're talking about numbers, right?
Yeah, we're talking about numbers.
Total gross, right?
Total gross.
Right. How is Hobbit? Wow. All
right. Let me just copy.
Wow is in like it's. I think it's over, or wow is in like what did you just do?
Kev.
Well, I mean, it's gonna finish second.
You think so?
Yeah.
What, behind Hunger Games?
Not even a question.
Wow.
So, as for my... Will, you got the notes?
You got the notes, yeah.
You got the notes?
Yeah. All right.
So, I'm going to stop my timer, obviously. I'm selecting the Hunger Games. It's fairly simple. It's going to make a shit ton of money. So, I'm going with the Hunger Games.
All right. Who's next?
It's me, right?
Will, you have 60 seconds.
Shit. 1 second. Fuck.
No pressure.
Fuck.
After the 60 seconds, you get the highest name on the highest name in the order. So, like, if you fail to select, you'll end up with the Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, okay. I was going to take Wolf of Wall Street.
So you're taking Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, I'm taking Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay. There we go. Well, heavy set. You're on the clock.
Tyler Perry's Medea Christmas will not be my will not be my pick.
So Tyler Perry and Medea.
Anchorman, the legend continues.
Anchorman.
Oh, copy and paste not working. Fuck it. Keith, you're filling old school. You're filling this all out.
Who is Keith?
I said old school. Okay, so Anchorman.
You said Keith.
Down. Kevbo. 60 seconds.
Yeah, I'm getting to it in a sec. I will go with Frozen.
Frozen what?
Frozen 2013. It's an animated film.
Yeah.
Ooh, that could be a slip. How much did Hunger Games gross? Did I make a big mistake there?
A lot. Kevbo, second selection.
Second selection will be... just for reference, they're predicting Hunger Games to have a $190 million opening.
Oh, God. Did I just pull a Dre there?
Yep. My That's second funny. One, I'm going to go with Jack Ryan.
Ooh, good pick.
Ryan, reset, start.
And you know, I don't want to play this anymore.
Reset, you're on the clock.
Hit the Kanye West because I'm picking RoboCop.
Will, you're on the clock.
Lego. You guys are, watch out. Lego's going to make it.
Okay, Lego for Will. Myself, I'm on the clock. I'm going with Monuments Men.
I believe... Oh, when is this running till?
Well, the last film is February 15th.
Well, didn't Monuments Men get pushed back, or was it till July 15th? Oh, hold on. Just give me 1 sec. I believe it got pushed back.
Yeah, it did.
The schedule at Box Office Mojo.
I know, but I believe somebody confirmed, but I believe it recently got pulled up, pushed back.
I don't know why it got pushed back.
Okay. Let me find that. Release date.
Monuments Men. I got Friday, February 7th.
Okay, so it's okay. Okay.
So I'm still going to go with Monuments. If one of the films gets pushed back, I'll figure out something in the meantime. I'll figure it between now and then.
Okay.
Don't you mean Monumentous Men?
The Monuments Men. What?
It was a throwback to one of my botches. All right, call them Monumentous Men.
You saw the book. You got me saying it.
That's the best.
All right, old school, you're on the clock.
Fuck.
Black Nativity.
Hey, you didn't put Will under Wolf of Wall Street, by the way. You have him as Walking with Dinosaurs.
Yeah, that exactly.
Yeah. Want to fix that one, buddy?
Please, no. By the way, I'm picking Wolf of Wall Street just for the Oscar buzz.
Damn it.
Monuments, man.
American Hustle.
You get another selection now.
I do?
Yeah. It's... Yeah. When you're on the hump, you get 2 picks.
Jack Ryan's taken. Vampire Academy.
So pretty the same week as RoboCop.
I am on the clock. Okay. That one. I'm going to go with Paranormal Craptivity, the marked ones. So I am now off the clock. Will, you are on the clock.
Old boy.
Old boy.
Start heavy. You're on the clock.
I'm going to pick I, Frankenstein.
Okay. Kevbo, you're on the clock for 2 films.
With The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Okay.
And
we're on the clock again.
Yeah, the second one will be Saving Mr. Banks.
Okay. So, thanks, you all. Heavy set, you're on the clock.
We'll go with Ride Along.
Ride Along. Okay. Will, you're back on the clock.
The Nut Job.
Did you just call it The Nut Job?
The Nut Job.
That's a movie?
Yeah. What I'm going to do later.
It's an animated flick. Myself inside Llewelyn Davis, which sounds completely fucking wrong.
Carp is inside Llewelyn Davis.
Inside Llewelyn Davis.
Dude, that movie is not going to do well.
That movie is mad Oscar buzz about winning the main film.
Mr. Old School, you are on the clock for two films, and these are your last two.
Homefront. I want to take Black Nativity just to take it. But is Medea in there?
Medea's there.
Grudge Match.
Grudge Match. Okay. Myself. Oh, crap. Okay.
I don't want to play this anymore. I want Hunger Games.
You know what? After I see the trailer, I know it's probably going to end up getting pushed back and I'm going to screw myself, but I'm going to select Pompeii. It's the last one on the list.
Yep.
I think I made a mistake. Actually, it's... I'm terrible at math. Okay, we'll keep going until we're out of films. But so that puts Will on the clock.
Winter's Tale.
It's actually seven films each. Sorry, guys.
Who's in Winter's Tale?
Will Smith.
Oh, really?
Winter's Tale. Colin Farrell, Jennifer Connelly, William Hurt, Russell Crowe.
All right, who's next?
So Will.
Really? What?
That puts Heavyset on the clock.
Wait a second. No. Winter's Tale 2014, right?
Yeah, Friday 14th, February, Friday the 14th.
Yeah, I have the same thing, but it's written stars Matt Bomer, Will Smith, Jennifer Connelly.
I'm going by what Box Office Mojo says.
I'm going by IMDb.
Whatever.
Whatever.
We'll figure it out. So that puts Heavy on the clock. You got 30 seconds.
Delivery Man. No,
sorry, not 30 seconds. But... Okay, Kevbo on the clock for two.
I will start off with... Oh, Jesus.
No, not on the list.
I was thinking the same thing.
I am going to go with Osage County.
What?
Is that on the list?
No.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Kev, you are not on the list.
What the hell?
Sorry.
That actually, officially, if he picks a movie that isn't there, he loses the choice.
Well, I lost the list. Fine, I'll go with 47 Ronin.
You were like 3 seconds away from
it. Yeah, that's why I chose.
So 47 Ronin, now your next one.
Okay, I got a minute. Hold on, I can look at the list again.
Seconds.
Yeah. I am gonna go with Medea.
Oh my god.
You fucking idiot. You just don't care.
I'm going Medea.
Oh god. Heavy set, you're back on the clock.
Headline Medea opens with 400 million.
400 million Christmas weekend.
Didn't I already pick Delivery Man?
Yes, you did.
Okay, it's not...
Did Mr. Old School not place it?
Yeah, it's not labeled on the list.
Sorry.
Let's go with Best Man Holiday.
The Best Man Holiday. Okay, Will, you're on the clock.
The Hunger Games Catching Fire.
Yeah, too bad.
I don't want to play anymore.
Okay. Out of the Furnace.
Out of the Furnace, or as I like to call it, Redneck Batman. If you see the trailer, it looks like Redneck Batman. Okay, Out of the Furnace, so that places me on the clock. Oh boy. Boy. I'm gonna go rom-com with That Awkward Moment.
That Awkward Moment when Kevin chooses the wrong film.
Old School, that gives you two. And that will be the last round, I believe.
Okay, we've got... I will take... Devil's Due. And T-Pain. Fuck it. Black Nativity. and I want to side bet against Tyler Perry's Madea.
Let's do it.
$500.
Wait, $500 is how much the movie's going to make? Is that it?
Exactly. All right, who's next?
I think that's it.
Oh, yeah, that's me. Yeah, okay.
Is that it?
Let's see what we got here. All top is gone.
Any possibility I can make a substitution for The Hunger Games Catching Fire?
No.
The movies are at the end that are left.
And there's three. That's
Endless Love, About Last Night,
and 3 Days to Kill.
3 Days to Kill.
Devil's Due as well. No.
No, didn't I get that? Yeah, I got that. I just can't spell my own name right, apparently, on the sheet.
Oh, boy. I'm running out of time. 3 Days to Kill.
Let's see. Wait. Endless Love.
My Endless Love!
Heavy.
I think he fell asleep.
I only see About
No,
Last
I'm
Night.
Here.
I think I'm missing one.
What the hell's left?
About Last Night, and that's it.
Then something happened.
Yeah, something's missing. I counted 35. That can't be right. Hold on. All right. Take a pause for the cause. I gotta figure this shit out.
If that's the case, I get to pick any movie in the next 2 months.
Not any
is, there, is there anything on here left?
There's a mouth. Yeah, mouth. what's left here? About Last Night is left.
Oh, Walking with Dinosaurs.
And Walking with Dinosaurs. No, you took. Oh, because Old School's fucking around.
I did?
Yeah, you kept Will there and you didn't get rid of it. So there's two films left.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, I want Walking with Dinosaurs.
So, Kev, you're stuck with About Last Night.
Awesome.
Where's Walking with Dinosaurs?
It's
I don't even
right
see that.
It's right above Saving Mr. Banks. You put Will's name there, so I counted it.
Saving Mr. Oh, I thought Will had Walking with Dinosaurs.
So, Heavy Set gets that, and Kevbo gets About Last Night.
About Last Night, Kev. You picked a movie that wasn't on the list.
And that would right. be all seven.
All right, so stay tuned for reports on the movie draft, Winter 2013. Just want to give you a little spoiler. I'm not winning. All right, so for Kembo Trek, Heavy Set, Will and Carp and myself, thank you very much for listening.
Really?
It's beautiful.
John, you got the Habs game on the back.
Shut up, Endless Love's on.
Okay, guys, I'm leaving. Take care, guys.
Yeah, me too.